Hi, I'm Lauren Zoe Bruno, and I am the mother of the musical project Les Rav and the director of the organization $3 Shows.
We dance around our broken lives, and yet we stand here mystified by our wandering eyes. Will I ever hide behind these? These words are mine. These words are.
So give me a little history about $3 Shows. What's that about?
$3 Shows connects the arts community with the social issues community. I created it because I saw one of the problems that nonprofits were having, especially smaller nonprofits, was they didn't really have a budget for PR or events. And even if they did, they were kind of like, how do we do this? Like, we don't know the right way to actually even put this event on. So I basically wanted to fill that void and help them out and not only create an event for them, but also create a platform that connected them with people that could help them long term. You know, it wasn't just for us to do a fundraiser. You know, I really want to help these nonprofits and organizations realize that they can have great PR and they can connect with multiple communities, not just the community they're helping. And one of the main ways I did that was connect them with artists and creatives and people that could really help get their message out in a way that, you know, anybody could understand and really connect with.
You have a new documentary out called Rebirth, and it was filmed and produced by Mario Troncoso for Arts in Context. Tell me a little bit about that. How did that come to be?
I was really fortunate enough to play a festival called Fusebox Festival, and Mario, the director of Arts in Context, was doing an episode on Fusebox, and he had asked Les Rav to be a little part of that, and ended up using a little bit of the music to open up the episode. Arts in Context is just a really beautiful show that showcases, you know, the reality of an artist's life, and the beauty in the little things. And I think that's why I'm so, well, besides honored and grateful, like, just so excited to be a part of a show like this, because there's not many shows out there that showcase reality, but in like an actual real way. Like, it's not just like, we're gonna pretend this is reality and so you're entertained. This is like, no, like, this is reality. This is how my life is, and you're gonna view it, and you could judge it or whatever you want and take it in, but this is how it is. And it's cool because they don't just work with music, you know, it's all mediums of art.
This, to me, is not an ordinary documentary. There are some very personal things that you share in it. Give me a little background on what you've been dealing with in your life, your health issues, and why you wanted to share this very personal information in this way.
I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis when I was 11. And as soon as I was diagnosed, I was thrown into this crazy world that I did not expect to be thrown into. But, you know, that was the first time that I realized how important support was and how important being open with who you are is. I really am comfortable doing this documentary and being open because I hope that it will help people. I hope people will look at the pain I went through or look through the happiness I went through and feel like they could go through it and make it through as well and do something positive with it. I hope that it inspires them to do that.
Never hide enough of you. That's why I always ask for more. And if I could keep one part of you, I'd keep the part you changed for life, 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 love, love. Love, 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 love will always leave if you don't treat it right. Love, 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 love doesn't need you if you don't know how. And I know you'll find that lights up your day and your doggy's night. Yeah, I know you'll find that lights up your day and your doggy's. But I understand.